Coach, for the short week, how much does that affect the way you approach practice?
Well, at this point in time of the season, we've established what we want to do from week to week and, you know, what our core is in our system. So we'll just get back to doing what we do and go out and play. And it's great for the players, actually, to get a little rest here and the way we practice today and tomorrow and just kind of get ready. It's going to be more mental than it is really the physical workload that you normally have on a normal week.
How did the offense change with Tammy playing so much slot in relief of Stokely? Because a slightly different skill set between Tammy and Stokely.
Well, you know, because of what they were doing, we felt comfortable playing in that personnel without Brandon there. And we, you know, Matt and Bubba were both up, but we just thought, you know, because of what they were doing, how we wanted to play the game, if we stayed in the Detroit personnel, we were fine with that, and Jacob could do all those things that we want him to do.
Coach, could you address DeBoma and Demarius and how that's working with the connection with Peyton as the season's gone on?
Well, Demarius deserves a lot of credit. Both him and Eric Decker last year, the way they worked, we didn't throw the ball too much last year, so they did everything possible to improve their game on a day-to-day basis with Tyke. And then it's carried over to this year. You know, they've stayed the fundamentals of how to play receiver and do what they got to do. And it's a dream come true for those guys with Peyton being the quarterback. So, all the receivers have really bought into what we're doing and understanding that, hey, on any play that they can get the ball. So those guys have worked extremely hard, not just Demarius, but all of them. But Demarius made a lot of big plays for us this year and it continued to do that the rest of the year. But they're all licking their chops at the opportunity of playing with Peyton, the style of system we're running right now.
Coach, Decker's production's been down a little bit. Is there anything he can do differently, or is there anything that he's not doing?
Well, Demarius has one touchdown pass down there on Peyton's no-look pass. With the blitz zero down there, you know, he's wide open too. So, it's just, hey, with this quarterback playing, the ball can go anywhere, any play. So it's just one of those situations that came up, and that's going to happen from time to time. And, you know, Jacob caught the balls he caught, and Demarius had a number of them, and some other players got them. But, he's caught plenty of balls.
And how do you like No'Shawn from the first week out there against Kansas City to what he did this week?
He's done a nice job. You know, we got to do a little better job up front blocking for him. We had too many minus runs in the game, but, he's getting better every week, and he's worked extremely hard to get where he is today, and, he'll do good things moving forward.
Jacob Hester, where does he fit going forward? He was inactive on Sunday.
He's taking it one day at a time. There's a lot to be thrown at him. He's an intelligent guy. He's done a great job in the meetings, and, we're doing some things during practice, pregame and stuff like, or pre-practice, I should say, to help him out to learn the system as quickly as possible, and when he's ready, he'll be out there.